Korban Pesach. K'me'achesh lo ho Yisrael evshur lios nitzoylem min ha'makiz b'chariz. Ki'im ayidei shehim nachshavim shal Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hem l'chelka. The reason that this distinction was made between Am Yisrael and the nations of the world and Mitzrayim, the reason that Am Yisrael, Hashem made this distinction between Bechoreim and Bechoreinu, was because Am Yisrael is the chelik of Hashem. Am Yisrael is Hashem's, his chelik that he's chosen, he's taken to himself. Siva lahem lahakiv karbon. Therefore, Hashem has commanded us to bring a carbon. Ki be'eze inyan heim shelo, u'mahim tzvichim lo, kim lahakriv lefanav. Because this carbon, and by bringing a carbon, there is no greater demonstration of this kirva, of this connection, of this closeness that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's b'chlal the inyan of karbanis. Look at footnote 289, it's a little bit small, I hope you can see it, in 289. Is that klolius inyan hakarbanis? That bechlal is the inyan of the karbanis. Kamashakosov, as it's written, as the Maral writes in the Nesiva Solom Nesiva Avoda, kim lo hayu haavoda, hayu adam haadam oimid bifnei atzma. If we would not be, if a person would not be an eved Hashem, if we would not be subservient to Hashem, it would mean that the person has no one to serve other than himself. All he has is himself. Ve'ein l'shum dovekiyom mitzad atzma. Rak mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. But nothing can exist on its own. Only mitzad Hashem Yisbarach. U'bezeh she Yisrael avodim oivdim al Hashem Yisbarach. And because we are, he's explaining tefillah over the davening. And because we are avodim ha oivdim al Hashem Yisbarach, that we give ourselves over, we surrender ourselves to Hashem. We, in all of our davening, we're saying that it's not us, we can't, it's only you. U'bezeh shayachim al Hashem Yisbarach. By that submission, and by that avoda, which is expressed in the karbonas, we demonstrate that we are shayachim al Hashem Yisbarach, that we belong kivyochol to Hashem Yisbarach. V'chein kosev sham ki kol inyan ha'avoda mar shakol nikna al Hashem Yisbarach v'hu shelo. That's what avoda is. V'od kosev sham ki kashem akriven elof karbon, that when we make this sacrifice and we give this back to Hashem, mar v'zeh ki akol shelo. We are showing that everything is Hashem, everything belongs to Him. Everything is Him, and He is Echad, He is one. Back inside the text, after 29. And through this avoda, we are expressing that we are His. And therefore, through this avoda, we are demonstrating that we are His, and we're not like the Mitzrayim, like the Egyptians. And that's why it's called Korban Pesach. Ketagumo Chayis, the Targum translates Pesach as Chayis, Shu Loshen Rachmanis. Chayis is Loshen of Rachmanis, of compassion and pity. Ubiyu Inyan Zeh, Shu Kevin Shatam Chelko Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maral explains, since we are the Chelik of Hashem, we are His unique and special Chelik, that belonged to Him, kivyochol, was set aside by Him as His people. Humerachem v'chas ale shelo shelo ya'aved. It's natural that there's rachmanis when something belongs to you. If it's your child, you have rachmanis that the child shouldn't get lost, that the child shouldn't die. You have rachmanis. V'zeh inyan Pesach kashetov, and that's why it's called Pesach, which the Targum translates as chayis, rachmanis. V'zeh perush hakosuv. And that's why the Torah says, "V'kachat toichlu oisai, v'chaltam oisai b'chipazon, pesachu l'Hashem." Peirush, "K'lekach yesh lechem lechol ha'karban hazeh shu pesach l'Hashem." That's why we eat this carbon, which is a pesach l'Hashem. "Shiyeh merachim aleichem b'karban zeh." That through this carbon, we ask Hashem to have rachmanis on us. "Sh'atem oivdim l'fonav b'karban hazeh," since we submit to Him and show that we are His servants through this carbon. And by that we're telling Him, kivyocha, we're saying we're His, and it's roi that Hashem shav rachmanis on what is His. And since Hashem set the Jewish people aside and chose us, from all the nations to be his. Mar b'zeh shehu yachid. Shekeven shehu yachid boicher v'uma yachidus. That since Hashem is one, he has chosen the nation for himself that also has this quality of echad, of yachidus. He's going to explain, of one, of being one. Elu shehu yachid boicher b'yachid. Look at 291. What's the lemer? Yechidis mi ben ribui ha'umos. That the Jewish people are singular and unique among the nations of the world. Ram ba'oid pen nechshav mi Yisrael ku'umi yechidis mikor ha'achdus ha'pnimis. There is a quality of the Jewish people that we are one mikor ha'achdus ha'pnimis, because of the achdus amongst each other, that internal achdus. He continues and he brings Nesiva Havasri and so on. She'etzem ha'avaydel kel echad ois Yisrael et sura shel echad. The fact that Am Yisrael serves Hashem echad, kel echad, that is ois Yisrael et sura shel echad, which the Maharal is now going to explain. That it makes the Jewish people, it gives the Jewish people this sura, this quality of echad. Since all of us are serving Hashem, who is Hashem Echad, the Jewish people through that are an Am Echad, are single and unique. She discusses in many places. Back on top after 291. Lo b'chlal ha'umas. We're not just another nation among the nations. She's a nice and inyan ha'achtus liyos le'am miyuchad. Shem ein kan achtus lo'haya b'orche b'umi yechidus. If we would not have this quality of achtus, Hashem would not have taken us as Uma Yechidus. Ela shehu yachid b'orche b'yachid. V'zos ha'avoda, hi avoda mi Uma Yechida l'mi shehu echad. V'zo etzem ha'korban hazeh. And now the Maharal begins to show how this is seen in this korban. In the korban Pesach, which is the beginning of our avoda, and the beginning of our history together with Hashem echad. L'kach ha'yakol avod ezos b'nina achdus. And he explains, Ki haya mitzvah sakarban, the mitzvah of this carbon, is lechel also al krav val kirbo. Now, unlike other karbanas that were divided, that were cut and divided, the karban Pesach, of course, was eaten whole, was brought as a carbon whole, with its head attached to its legs, but the entire animal. Okay, mitzvah sakarban lechel also al krav val kirbo, shein roi shia karban ezem mechulak. It's not roi that this carbon should be divided into separate parts, should be divided into pieces, sliced into separate pieces. It's roi, since this is the beginning of our Avodah Hashem, and it's called the night of Avodah. And Avodah means that we are Avadim, we are subservient to Hashem Echad, and we are therefore a nation that has this quality of Echad. Therefore, the first Avodah, the carbon also has this quality that it's not mechulak, it's not divided, it's Echad. Rak al roishoy v'al krov al kirbo, ki adovishu mechulak eno echad. Because when something is divided, eno echad, it's not one. Shai yesh b'chalokin. There are different pieces and parts. Avodovishu hu sholem. When something is in a state of shleimus, so this makes it different from all the other kabbanas. So when something is in a state of shleimus, yesh bo achdus. It means it's echad. It's a singular unit. V'chol inyin avodizos b'korban hazeh. And all of our avodah, the korban hazeh, with this korban, is lahoros al ha'achdus, is to teach and to reveal this inyan of achdus. V'chein b'bayis echad ye'ochel, and therefore the din is, you're not allowed to go outside. Each chabura has to eat the korban pesach b'bayis echad. Kol inyan hazeh she'osu l'chalik ha'korban l'shtei chaburas. That we don't take that one carbon and divide it into different homes, but the carbon has to be eaten in that place, in that house. We don't divide it to two chaburas. Also, lechol also b'shtei makamos. We're not allowed to eat it in two makamos. That carbon we can't divide and eat in two different places. The plug to the tanoim is it's a machlekes nigmar b'sachim. Kol adav razesh she'em ma'ase ha'carbon ba'achiloso be'inin ha'achdus v'lo be'inin ha'chiluk, because everything with the carbon pesach is be'inin ha'achdus, not chiluk, not to divide. V'chein set tamim ben shana. Now he goes through all the halachas. V'chein set tamim ben shana, that it has to be a set tamim that's a year old. It has to be unblemished and a year old. Rebneki ben shana hu echad b'shana. Because ben shana means it's 1 year. And one is also a number of echad. It means one. Vim ha yeshtei shanim ha yeyotzei min ha'achdus. If it would be allowed to be 2 years, then it would already be moving away from unity, from oneness, which is echad b'shanim. V'chol advarim ha'elu nimshach l'inin ha'achdus. All this is because of the inin of achdus. B'davke seh v'lo egel, and davke that it's a lamb, a shapsala. It's not an egel. It's not a calf. Kiseh l'dakusai nechshav echad l'gamer. Now, the calf, the cow, of course, is a behemagasa. The seh is a behemadaka, which means it's thinner and it's gentler, more edel. Kiseh l'dakusai, and weaker and thinner. Nechshav echad l'gamer. Turn over the page. It's considered to be echad l'gamer. What is the fact that it's a seh, not an egel, have to do with echad? So the Maral explains, Omer Chazal, we see that the Jewish people are compared to a seh pizura Yisrael, that the Jewish people are compared to sheep that have been dispersed throughout the world. Seh pizura Yisrael. Loma nimshlu Yisrael l'seh. So Chazal say, why is it that the Jewish people are compared to a seh? Ma seh, that because it's a weaker and gentler animal, this animal, if you hit it, one of its limbs, kulo margish, the entire body hurts and aches. The Medrash says, af Yisrael, so it is with the Jewish people. Echad chayte, if one Jew sins, kulo margish, it affects all other Jews. Sharei ochan, in Sefer Yeshua, Haya Echad, when Ochan was discovered to be the one person who was eating from the shalal of the milchama of the war, so there was only one person, all of Klai Yisrael, that was doing what was forbidden. Sharei Ochan Haya Echad v'chata v'kol Yisrael Haya Margisha, and it affected the entire Jewish people. The Medrash in Shir Hashirim brings the pasuk El Ginas Egoiz Yeradati. Says that I went down to the garden of Egos. What's an egos? Okay, hazelnut. So the Medrash in Shir Hashirim says, "Ma egos zeat the night echad mehakri v'kulam medardum is gagolin." When it comes to a nut, when you take one out, all of them start to shake and start to roll out. So the Medrash says, "Kachem Yisrael loke echad mehem." When one Jew is hurt, when one Jew is in trouble, the Medrash says, "Kula magishim." All Jews feel it, and that's why it says, "Ha'ish echad yechtav akol ha'eda tiktzayif." Even though one person sinned, achad, but since the Jewish people be'etzem are echad, are one, so it means that it's like one guf. So if one aver, like the seh, if one aver is hurting, if one part is not well, if something is wrong, if something is missing, so the entire body feels it. So too, the Maral explains that Am Yisrael is an Am Echad, and if one Jew sins, it impacts everybody else. It affects everybody else. And if one Jew, so that's what the Medrash compares to the hazelnut, that if one falls down, then everything else falls behind it, because that's the way it is, because of that nature that we have of being Echad. Well, Biyur Hadav, as Adam Ral says, Kiaser L'dakus Tivai V'eino Bal Chaymer Gas V'av, that because the teva of this is that it's more delicate, it's not such a bal chaymer, chaymer means matter, means physical matter. It's not like an ox or a cow, which is thick and fat and big. Ki dovishu chamri, something which is more physical, kamei hashor v'achamor, like the ox and the donkey, adovishu daimelo, or something else like that, Yesbo inyan chomri. It means it's more naita, it's more inclined to chomer, to physical matter. V'chomer mischalik. And physical reality, of course, is divisible. Physical reality you can divide into pieces. It's not echad. Vein bo inyan ha'achdus. There's no inyan of achdus. Of echad. Avol ha'seh tivo dak. V'yesh lo mezeg dak. But the seh, besides this, what he brought, that if one part of the seh is hurting, the entire animal is hurting. And not only that, that's the way that it works also with the whole flock of animals, that they follow each other and so on. That's the nature of that behemoth, of that animal, that echad, that reality of echad. Also, the moral explains that since the teva of the seh is that it's gentle, its teva is dak, as a mezik dak, eno chomer, therefore it's further away from physical matter. Lakach im nilka be'echad me'evar of kulamargis, that's why it's more sensitive. And if one part is hurting, the pain is felt throughout the entire animal. Lakach Yisrael, and so too it is with Am Yisrael. Lakach Yisrael. Ba'avur shi Yisrael, mipnei shehem rechaikim imadregas achomer, since the nature of the Jewish people, Beteva, the Jewish people, are far away from Chomer, from physical matter. I mean, we're physical human beings, but in this world, the Jewish people have a chelak alakam yimal, and therefore the nature of a Jew is to be further away than all of the other nations, to be further away from Chomer, from physical matter. Ava madregosam madrege ruchanis elokis. The madrege of the Jewish people is a madrege elokis. It's a godly madrege. It's a madrege elokis. Lefichach echad choite v'kulam loikim. Now, with ruchnius, with spirituality is not confined or limited to space, to physical space. Therefore, a Jew is in trouble. A Jew is in trouble in Eretz Yisrael, and the Jew in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in New York feels it. It hurts. Because only in the world of Chomer, physical reality, in the world of physical reality, when something is there, so then it could be affected by what happens to that part of itself. But in Ruchnius, in spirituality, time and space is meaningless. Kemadrega zayis lotischalik. Therefore, when one Jew sins, there's an inyan of arvis and halacha. There's a din that kol yisrael ha'arevim zevazeh, that I'm responsible for somebody else. I can be mitzi somebody by kiddush, even though I make kiddush ready. Achal pi sheyatza mitzi. Why? Because the mitzvah explains that unless I help this Jew, who I can help, unless I help him with kiddush, I haven't really said kiddush myself. I haven't completed my chiyuv of kiddush myself. All right, if I can't help this guy, and I don't know where he is, there's nothing I can do. But if this guy's coming to me and says, you know, I don't know how to make kiddush, could you make kiddush for me? So I said, I already made kiddush. The din is you say kiddush again. Afa pishi yatza maitzi. Why? Because kol yisrael ha'arevim zevazeh. Kol yisrael ha'arevim means that once we crossed over the Yarden, we came to Eretz Yisrael, the din of arvus kicked in. And arvus means that the Jewish people are shtik elokus. And elokus, ruchnis, is something which crosses over space and crosses over time. And therefore, if this guy didn't say kiddush, it affects me. I on some level, I haven't finished saying kiddush. Even though I never met that guy. He didn't say kiddush. He needs me for kiddush. I haven't. It's like I haven't finished it myself. I haven't said it myself. V'achiluk mitzad ha'chomer. Chiluk, in other words, separateness, division, and so on. All that is mitzad ha'chomer. Is mitzad ha'chomer. Like one of the children was little, so she asked. Was talking about the neshama and the shemayim, and so she said, "How is it possible for the neshama to be in different places?" Because she had this question about. Because she heard in school, I don't know why the teacher had to talk about this, the girls, but she heard about Gilgulim, right? So you come back a couple of times, so they were like fourth grade or something, that, you know. So the teacher felt it was a big mitzvah to tell them that you've been here before, and you know, you could be here again. So they're just trying to handle like being here one, you know, this one time. So one of my daughters was saying, so like then, like by Tchias HaMeisim. So, like, what do I come back as? How does that work? By Tchias HaMeisim. You know, who am I going to be? If you tell them, like, there have been, like, 10 editions or something, so then who do I come back as? So I explained to the children that a neshama is not like a cake, that, you know, there's a piece, and if you take a piece, it's missing. A neshama is something which the neshama is not something which is bound by time or by space. It doesn't have any shaychus to the neshama, to ruchnius. Space, physicality, to break something up, to divide it, to be here or to be there, that's an inyan of chaimer. So the moral saying is that the Jewish people are called a sep azur Yisrael, and Chazal say that even a Jew who's over there, it hurts him when something happens that a Jew is far away. So this quality, the quality of this animal is that it's dark and it's more gentle, and therefore it has more of a netiyah to ruchnius. And the Jewish people, even though we're human beings, we have a chelak alakat, we're more nighted to ruchnius. And because of that, the fact that we're in different places, we still feel what the other Jew is feeling. We're sensitive to what's going on with the Jewish people. So far the moral explained that it has to be that the animal itself has to be a whole animal, one, can't be in pieces, has to be one. The moral explained it has to be in one chabura, it has to be in one place, it can't be divided up. Right, in one house, of course, there could be different chaburas in the same house, I'm not going into that, but it has to be in one place. And it has to be 1 year old, and it has to be a seh, a tamim, which means it's perfect, it's whole, and it's a seh, and dafka this animal. Ka'atmimus v'hashleimus hu achtus. When something is unblemished and it's perfect, that's shleimus and that's echad, that's achtus. Kedichsiv, v'ahaya ha-mishkan echad. As it says in Pasuk, v'ahaya ha-mishkan echad. And the mishkan was one. What does it mean it was one? We know there weren't other mishkans going on anywhere. So what does it mean v'ahaya mishkan echad? Perushu kashahaya sholem azayin nechshav echad. It means the mishkan was finished. And then when the mishkan was in a state of shleimus, when something is the way it's supposed to be, it's called echad. It's called echad. So v'ahaya ha-mishkan echad. The mishkan was one. Doesn't mean there are other mishkans. As opposed to other mishkans, it means when something is whole, complete, and finished. She'achelek eino shalem, because a part of something is not echad, ve'eino echad. The davar zemavur, this is clear. U'mitzvoso bezocher v'loy b'nekeva. And the mitzvah is davke, the Korban Pesach has to be a zocher, has to be male, and not a female. Ki'achdusu min hatzura v'achiloku min hachomer. In the Moral's writings, I'm not going to go into this right now. This is one of the reasons why I wanted this to only be for men tonight, because this would require an entire explanation for the women. But the Moral in all of his writings, which is based upon, of course, the teachings of Pnimius HaTorah, tells us that men come from Tzura, from that quality of Ruchnius. They're more inclined, therefore, to Ruchnius. And women come from Chomer. Or in the terminology of the Zohar Kodesh, Avraham Avinu was the Neshama, and Sarimene was the Guf. We're not going into why that is now, and what that means. It doesn't mean they're not as frum as us, it doesn't mean they're not as nice as us, it doesn't mean they have a bigger lamaha, but they have everything nice. But the mitzias of the male is a mitzias of tzura, which means that if we mess up, it's really bad. Really bad. A woman is more connected to chomer, to physical reality, therefore she's much more concerned with matters of the house and this world. Ideally, a man is more concerned with things that are more spiritual by nature. But because of this, the Moral says, the Korban Pesach is a zocher davka, is a male. Since it's more spiritual and is further away from chomer, from physical and material reality, therefore the Korban Pesach is from schar. Okay, and now some more halachas. Al toch limenu no umavushal. Ki im tzli eish hakol inyan zeh. Now, of course, the Korban Pesach cannot be boiled in water. It has to be tzli eish. It has to be roasted on an open fire. Why? Ki abishal b'mayim. Because cooking something in water, or b'shamashkin or other liquids, chalokav mispardin, causes the chalokim, causes the animal, or it causes the meat, or whatever in the water, to become divided, either habishal, through the cooking in the water, it disintegrates in the water, it begins to fall apart in the water, umischalkin, aval tzli eish, but when something is, when the animal is roasted on the fire, mikoach ha'eish, from the koach of the fire, adarav, just the opposite. Nasa habosa kosher ve'echad. The meat becomes stronger, becomes harder. When you boil something in water, it becomes softer and it begins to fall apart. When you roast it over the fire, it becomes tougher, it becomes stronger. So the bosa becomes kosher ve'echad. So the falling apart of the food in the water means it disintegrates into pieces, into parts, which is the opposite of echad. Whereas the Korban Pesach is davka roasted under the fire, which brings it more to a reality, a state of echad. Lo ken kasher mizbashel b'mayim shenase piruim. When it's boiled in water, it becomes like crumbs. V'chein omar mitam zeh she'en lech lo yisa nor el kasher utzliyesh. V'oz ha'bosem is kasher mekoch ha'esh. That's why it can only be eaten when it's tzliyesh, when the meat becomes harder as a result of the roasting. V'chol zeh moiral inyin ha'achtas. All of this is revealing this inyin of achtas, of echad. She'roi she'i a korban echad. Because it's roi that this first carbon, which made us into Am Yisrael, should be a carbon that everything about it is echad, el Hashem Yisbach, that's brought to Hashem, shehu echad, that he's one. By Am Yisrael, that is echad. V'oi, kvarmanu pamim rabbus, kemayim l'nikru b'kol sevrak b'loshen rabbim. Also, he says it cannot be boiled in water, and boiled in water. Mayim is always written b'loshen rabbim, always in the plural. Mayim is always in the plural. There's no singular for the word mayim, for water. It's always written in plural. The Maral explained earlier in Gerus Hashem by the Pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn out of the water. Now the Maral explains over there that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the greatest embodiment of spirituality of our people who ever lived, he was drawn out of the water. That means that his Metzias is a Metzias that is distinct and separate from water. The Maral in his writings explains that water is a symbol, not just a symbol, it's a metzias of chomer, of physical reality. That's why when we were going to Har Sinai, Kriyas Yam Suf meant the dividing of the waters, the dividing of the ocean, of the sea, is a simon of Am Yisrael being on a madrega. That's the water is a madrega of chomer, of the physical world, and Am Yisrael is a Metzias of Ruchnias of Tzura, and therefore the Chomer moves aside for the Ruch. That's an Indian why I once explained in Ishir and Shabbos around 22-23 years ago. One of the reasons we could say what the Indian is, the Tadavka, the first thing that we eat by the Shabbos table is that we eat fish. It's the minig by Ashkenazim. My Sephardim is to eat fish Shabbos. It's a very strong minig, is to eat fish. Because fish come from the world of Mayim. That's why the fish were not destroyed in the Mabul. Now you remember at the beginning of creation, Hashem told man, "Uredu b'degas hayom," you shall have control over the fish of the ocean. Rashi says, "Uredu" is a lashon of control. Lirdos means to control. But if you're not zaycha, then it's a lashon of what? Yerida. Then you'll be drowned in a marble, which is what happened to us. Since the world was not zaycha, so mankind became drowned. In other words, the fish, or the yesod hamayim, which is physical reality, destroyed man. So when it comes to Shabbos, so on Shabbos, in other words, there's a vachadig mensch, the weekday man, who sometimes loses out to the fish, to chomer, to water. But when you come to Shabbos, the first thing we do is to have fish to show that uredub de gasayom, that we're on a madrega of uredub de gasayom, that the human being is a tzur elokis, is something greater. The water is, man is, this milchama with the water, which we see by the marble, is because the water, the nature of water is that you take anything that exists and you put it into the water, and it disappears in the water. It's lost in the water. It's gone. It's finished. It has this tev. It has this nature of chomer that's makabel anything. It's makabel any chomer. So the Maral in all of his Sfarim tells us that water is the symbol of chomer, of physical reality, and that's why it's always written b'lashon rabbim. Because as we learn, something which is physical, the more physical it is, it can be divided. It can be divided. Water, therefore, consists of billions and trillions of drops of water. And it's always b'loshen rabbim. V'pirashnu atam v'pozuk y'minamayim v'sheisu, v'namoshu v'beinu is minamayim v'sheisu. Ki em chumrim, because the water is chumrim, is chomer. V'ein achdus rak b'tzura. But achdus, unity and oneness, is only in spirituality. L'kach karban hazeh ha-moir al-achdus, therefore this carbon, there's moir al-achdus, also levashel b'mayim. It cannot be boiled in water. V'chol mashkish shehu k'maymayim, or any other liquids. V'dav is a inyan muflag. This is a wondrous thing. U'tivineyu, and understand it. V'chein etzem le'sishbru bo. More halachas of the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to break any bone in the Korban Pesach. Etzem le'sishbru bo. Again, we don't have this by any other carbon. Etzem le'sishbru bo. Gam ken dav is a shem ha'ya shoyver ha'etzem be'pesach ha'ya zecholuk or chiluk or pirud dav is ein tzarech la'chila. It would mean breaking something and separating something, again, which is only exists in physical reality, that something is broken, or something is in more pieces, is divided. When they shuhu oimid la'achila, The fact is that the carbon pesach, you cannot break any bones, and it's oymed la'achila, to be entirely eaten. Alva shviras hatzamas, but if you break bones, ein ze la'achila. Minikvish shvira upirut, it's shvira upirut, it's breaking and separating. V'dov ezel lo yitoch in la'pesach, that cannot be by Pesach. It can't be such a thing by the carbon pesach. V'oy, and also, ki shvira se'etzem, b'meshu etzem, breaking the bone. Shviroso yoyse nikva pirut v'chiluk. Okay, it means to divide and to break. Klal hadav. The klal is ki roi shia pesach carbon echad. It's roi that the carbon pesach should be a carbon echad. B'nei shumor el Hashem yisbarach shu echad, because it's showing that Hashem yisbarach is echad. Ki avoda azo shiesh li Yisrael, because this avoda that we are servants of Hashem, hi mitzad ha'achdus shu yisbarach echad, because Hashem is one. L'kach bochar b'um yechidi, therefore Hashem chose us as His unique people. Gam ken kevin shuhu yochid. Kevin shuhu yochid. Now, Maral doesn't say over here, but in Perek Lamed Vav, he says another chiddush, that we see that by Pesach Mitzrayim, not Pesach Adoros, but Pesach Mitzrayim, it says in Pesach, sell the base of his. And the Maral writes over there in Perek Lamed Vav, he says, ke mishpochus misachnim b'meshahim boser echad. He said, it's Dafka by Pesach Mitzrayim, it says, sell the base of his, that there's a Dafkin Inyan, that it should be the family. The family. It should be eaten by the family. Se le beis avos. And the Maral explains also over there. Ki mishpochus misachdim b'meshahim boser echad. The members of the family are boser echad, are of one flesh. Of boser echad, it's of one flesh. It's another din that he mentions over there, but that was only by Pesach Mitzrayim, not by Pesach Daris. V'ay, ki ha-karbon ezehu ikra avoydu shiyizbarach elokeyim shayisrael. Hu yochid belokus al Hashem is one. L'kach ha-karbon ezeh tzorach shi'echad. Therefore, since this established Am Yisrael is Hashem's people, and Hashem is one, and Am Yisrael was chosen to be Hashem's chelek. Therefore, this carbon, in every single detail of the carbon, it must show echad. Lo kein shar carbon shein oisa carbon hu ikra avaydim meshu elokayim. This is not by the other carbonis. She davka be carbon zeksiv, because davka, as I said before, by this carbon it says vavadta es haavayda ha zayis belayla hazeh nikra carbon zavaydis stam. This is the only carbon that's called avoda. Avoda, stop. It's called avoda. L'kach carbon zehu l'elokusa yisbarach v'hu echad b'elokusa. V'chein shchitas a carbon, and the Maral goes on with some more halachas. Shchitas a carbon achachatzois. That the shechting is davke ben harbaim achachatzois, leading up to on Erev Pesach, achachatzois. Mer zeh ala achdus. Also, this is mer ala achdus. Why? K'moish yisbar l'maylu perek shloishim b'shisha. Kein lichpol as a dvarim. The kama dvarim bi'anu, he says, shekol avaydus a carbon, hu be'inyin ha'achdus, ad shekol avaydus a carbon, hu be'inyin ha'achdus, ad shekol inyin a carbon, hu be'achdus. Now he explains with the time a little bit further. But the inyin that he talks about over there, if you look at 299, footnote 299, it's really periklam, and hey, ubi asham, ki ben ha'arbayim, hu zman she'enu shayach, lo liyom she'ovar, v'lo liyom she'ba. Ben Harabayim stands on its own. That time that's in between, it's not yesterday, and it's not tomorrow. V'oymed ba'atzmo, v'ein lo shituf. It's oymed ba'atzmo, v'ein lo shituf. It doesn't have a connection to anything else. Mashenka, the night goes into the day, and the day goes into the night, but there's this part that's like the twilight zone, that's called Ben Harabayim. And that time, the Maral says, is a zman that stands by itself, it's echad. It's not night and it's not day. It stands by itself. It's echad. That's what he explains over there in Perek Lamed Hey. Back on top of Masha, Amar Torah Le'achol Pesach Al Matzah Zemorim. And now what the Torah says to eat the Pesach together with Matzah and Moror, Hu Gam Kein Dovazeh, K'dei Lohetzim Liban Shlavei Kasha, that I mentioned before. This is to go against what the Apikorsim is saying. Shem Oimim Kimen Ha'echad Le'ovar Riboy. Now the claim of the Apikorsim is that min ha'echad lo yovo ribui. That from that which is one, there cannot come out ribui, which is many. Something which is one can only produce one. It can't be many. Rak mikoach echad yovi dover echad bilvad. That's why by all the it was always there's a god of good, there's a god of evil, there's a god of the snow, there's a god of the sun, there's a god of because every god can only be with his inyan. It can't be that from one God there could be good and bad. Now that seems very childish to us. That's not how we were raised. And it seems silly. But the truth is, there's a very, very deep oimik to that, and that Yetzar is still something which is very present right now. I'm not going to go into it. But this is something that Apikoresim couldn't accept. Therefore, when they see a world that's filled with contradictions, with good and evil, with light and dark, a world that's filled with contradictions, they came to the conclusion it cannot be that from one God there could be contradictions. There could be two conflicting things from one God. Each God is a separate thing. It can't be that from one God should come out this or that. Two opposites. Whoever saw their teachings. Therefore we eat the carbon Pesach al matzah sumerorim. Why? That this carbon, which is the avoda to Hashem, who is one, yeah, carbon nechla al matzah semrarim, daf gets eaten al matzah semrarim. Why? This goes back to what I said before. Ke matzah moir al cheres, because matzah is a symbol of cheres, of freedom. Va'amora hushmura husham moir al hashibud. Mora, on the other hand, is moira ala shibud. It's a symbol of slavery, of shibud, two opposite things. The matzah is, I mean, the whole Seder is filled with contradictions. That's why the children are asking, that's why we're all managed on. Everything is contradictions. Vamora hu moira ala shibud. Kim oisa shuhu echad, yovo acheris v'hofcho shuhu ashibud. How could it be that from one God should come out two opposites? That the same God that brought us into Golos Mitzrayim is the same God that takes us out of Mitzrayim. Either he's a God of Cheres, of freedom, or he's a God of Shibud, of slavery. How can he be the one that causes the sickness and the one who heals the sickness? Whereas the Apikoresim say that from one God cannot come at opposites, Hadavu Hepach says just the opposite. It's davka because Hashem is echad, who hakol, he's everything. And Hashem hakol means hakol yochav hakol ulam yachad. It means that everything is an elokus, everything is Hashem, everything is God. Because he is one, everything is contained within him. He's in everything and everything is him. Kim ebneishu echad, who hakol, shari angel also, because there is nothing other than God. And if there's nothing other, it means matzah and mar. It means galus and gula. It means good and evil. Not that chalila, but it means everything. Of course, the tachlis is tachlis atayv. But everything is elokus. Lefichach miitoy bo hafachim. Therefore, davka miito from Hashem come hafachim, opposites. Miito bo hafachim. K'moishes bar lamayla. He explains this also by the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, Yam v'yabosha, v'yabosha b'socha yam, b'socha yam v'yabosha, that they're two opposites, the ocean and dry land. The whole Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, he explains in this way also, in Perek Mem Zayin, he talks about that. L'fich ha-bo ha-fachim, gracious bro l'mala, ki ha-fachim heim gam kein ha-kol, ba'avur shal yim so'ed chelek, let me just another sentence, I didn't notice that, just listen, va'yidei ha-fachim yesh ha-kol, that through the ha-fachim, when you bring together all the extreme opposites, then you make something which is one. That's how you have one thing. One thing means that there are two opposites. And the two opposing extremes join together and everything becomes one. Lefichach Roy, the Maral ends and says, Roy sheyetzu hafachim and oisa shum yuchad. That it's dafka Roy, that from Hashem Echad, that should come forth everything. All extremes come forth from Hashem Echad. Ki Roy sheyem yimen hakol. Ki hafachim heim hakol, vein chutz mehen. Because the hafachim heim hakol, because you have 2 points there, they're further and further away. There's nothing outside of those 2 points. They're the furthest possible away that they could be. They keep on getting further and further away. But Hakol Yochav, Hakol Im Yachav means that everything is included in Hashem. Everything. There's nothing outside of Hashem. Ki Rosh Yemen Hakol. Ki Hafochim Hem Hakol. Vein Chutz Mehen. There's nothing outside of the Hafochim. K'moishin Nisbor L'mayla Kamapam. Perek Shira. Itzel Oz Yosher. Ayin Shem Ki Ein Lich Bal Advarim. L'fichach Roi Sheyenechel HaPesach Al Matzah Omar. Therefore, is Davka Roi that the Pesach should be eaten al matzah umar. Davka, these two opposites of all of the bitterness and the misery of slavery and all of the simcha of cheres of joy, davka, come together by Pesach night, because Pesach night is that time, is the night of Emunah. Pesach is the Yontiv of Emunah, it's the Rosh Hashanah of Emunah, and the Ikkun, and the Yesod of all of Emunah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. Therefore, they say that there's a story. They say, you know, the Bnei Soscha Suskalainu, the Bnei Soscha used to like the second night, by the second Seder he would finish it quickly, or in the middle he would go out. But some of the Chassidim used to like to go look into the windows and to listen to Jews making the Seder. He liked it. He liked that. To see how Jews were making a Seder. So they were walking and they came to a certain place, and the Bnei Soscha, they went and they looked in and they were making the Seder, and they were saying the four sons. So the Balabas, there was an Amaretz, and he says, the four sons, he has his eyes closed, and he says, Echad, Echad, Chacham, Echad, Russia. So the Chassidim start to laugh. This guy's an idiot. He thinks he's saying Krishna or something. Echad, Chacham. So the Bnei Soscha says, what are you talking about? It's a Yid that even by him, that even the Russia, even in the Russia, he sees Hashem Echad. That everything is Echad by this Yid. And whether he's a Chacham, he's a Rosha, he's a Tom, he's an Idealishal, the Bnei Soscha says, Echad, 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 Yochid, Amiyuchad, all of us are Hashem's children. Every single one of us, we're Hashem's people, Hashem's children. Because Hashem Echad, and when me, he says, Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Umika Amchi Yisrael, Go Echad Baris. No, we should be Zacha. Kimet Seschem Eretz Yisrael, Aaron and the flows with the Glash of Amitis, Mehem Yemeh Amen. Amen. Shkoyle. If you have them, I already done. Yeah.